Welcome back. Today's verse is Romans 10:17, which says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." This verse answers a huge question. Where does faith come from? It's not something we manufacture out of thin air. It's something that grows in us as we hear God's word. So let me ask you, what are you feeding your faith with? Paul is reminding us that faith is not self-generated. It comes from outside of us, through hearing the message of Christ. When we expose ourselves to Scripture, when we hear the gospel, faith is stirred up in our hearts. That's why preaching, teaching, and even your personal Bible reading matter so much. The more of God's words you take in, the more your faith grows. It's like a fuel for your spiritual life. Without it, our faith starves. Let's take a look at some biblical examples. The Israelites. When they heard God's promise through Moses, many believed and followed. Even though the journey was uncertain, their faith was built on what they heard from God. In the New Testament, we look at the woman with the issue of blood. Mark 5 tells us that she heard about Jesus, and that hearing sparked faith that led her to press through the crowd and touch the hem of his garment. And she was healed. It wasn't her action, it was her faith. We look at the Roman centurion. He had simply heard about Jesus' authority. His faith was so strong that he said, "Just speak the word, and my servant will be healed." And Jesus praised his faith as greater than anyone in Israel. And let's look at you and me. If you think back, chances are, your own faith story began when you heard the gospel, maybe from a preacher, a parent, a friend, or even from reading the scripture yourself. That hearing sparked belief that Jesus is Lord. Here's the key. Hearing God's word activates faith. But notice, it doesn't say faith comes by hearing once. It's continuous. Faith is fed as we keep listening to God's word. So, if faith grows by hearing, then the question is, what are you listening to most? If your ears are filled with only fear, negativity, doubt, and other things of the world, then your faith will weaken. But if your ears and heart are filled with God's word, your faith will flourish. Joshua 1:8 says to meditate on God's word day and night. That's not just reading it. It's letting it sink in, replaying it in your mind, and applying it to your life. The truth is simple. The stronger your intake of God's word, the stronger your faith will be. So here's the challenge today. Increase your hearing. Add one extra portion of scripture into your daily routine. Maybe it's listening to an audio Bible on your drive, reading a psalm before going to bed, or hearing a sermon during your workout. Remember, faith doesn't come from nowhere. It comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Feed your faith and watch it grow. Let's be people who keep our ears tuned to God's word and let faith rise up daily.